of the sun. Now presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Michelle just told me that Eric was the picker of this wonderful topic, and I can't believe we've really never covered this before, but how good our animal companions are for our soul. I mean, our pets give us so much love and healing, and so Eric, you're going to talk about how our pets raise our vibration, and you know, they have pet therapy for a reason, right?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely, and it's funny because Eric gave me this idea yesterday. And I was like, oh, yeah, we've never talked about that before. And it's such a big part of so many of us. Like, I know you, Elisa, your Bella, and the dogs are such a big part of your life. And animals always have been, and they are in my family, too.
Yeah.
And Eric said that they really are such a big part of our life. And he says that when they come into life, Mom, he says they are, oh, yes, he loves you. He says, love you, Mom.
Just oh, I love
her, I love her, I love her.
We work a lot today, so I already told you many, many times.
Yeah, he says he could never say it enough. So I want to say it again. But he says that there's an energy exchange that happens, and most of, well, all of the animals that we come across, particularly our pets, we have soul contracts with, you know, and he said there's a lot of pets that are soulmates. And if you think about all of the, you know, the different ways, like for any of you that have, you know, a cat or a dog or any kind of ease our hearts and our minds and be stress relievers, Eric says they're so good for our body, for our emotions, for our soul. And they have a lot of different reasons why they come into the world. And what I didn't ever think about, which Eric was saying to me a little bit earlier, was, you know, how they've got different lessons that they're learning here too.
Oh.
So we often think about all the things they're teaching us, but they're learning things too. But I want to share something. And I mean, I've got a couple great stories, but I want to share a little story with something that Eric helped us with a dog. And I think I told you a little bit of this, Elisa, but so my father, my parents live next door to us, and my father is severely disabled and in a wheelchair, and he's been, you know, he's been decreasing in his mobility and in his health over the last couple of years. Well, they had three little dogs. Okay, so their one dog, Walter was his name. Wally got really sick towards the end of last year, and he was 17 years old. And they're three little dogs. They've got a little Yorkie, just like Bella, and a little Shih Tzu, and then Wally is another little dog. But anyway, Wally passed away, and he passed away at home. And I have to just share with you, my mom, like watching my parents lose this dog was devastating. It was devastating. Yeah. You know, we know how much we love our pets, but this dog, you know, is everything for them, and it's been a light in their life with these three dogs. So it was a heartbreak because we were watching him decline, and he passed away. And my mom saw, the night he passed away, she saw his aura lift from his body. He was laying in the bed, and she saw it just like a rainbow, just lifted right from the body.
Wow.
And he had pretty much left the body after that. He wasn't conscious after that, which is just incredible. But here's the really incredible part. Is the night that he passed, the next day, I was kind of waiting for Walter to come to me, and I'd asked Eric, I said, you know, where is he? I haven't heard from him. He hasn't come to me. And Eric says, don't worry, he will. He will.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's good. And so Eric said he would bring him as soon as he could.
Mm.
Well, the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, Eric and Walter show up while I'm having my coffee. And I was so happy. And so I asked him if, you know, if he's okay, if everything, yes, he's okay. And he said to me, put the rubber to the road, which means get in my vehicle. And he says, go pick up the other part of me. And so Eric told me to open up, we have Kijiji, which is like an app for buy and sell and pets and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And told me to open it up and look. Okay, so on my parents' wall was this big picture hanging, and it was this picture of their dog, Walter. And it's kind of a joke in our family, but it said our baby boy on the photo in this big frame. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was very, very cute. Well, I open up the Kijiji ads to pets. It says, ready to go, only dog left, meet your baby boy. Isn't it exactly same dog, same breed, what? Same everything? Yes. And it was just that everything was so weird and so coincidental.
Wow.
So I called them up and they said, oh, yeah, like today's the day they're ready to go. We really only have this one dog left. Well, I jumped in my vehicle and I drove an hour, picked up this dog and brought it back. This dog, not only has it lightened up my parents' home, but it was like depression lifted.
Oh.
Like energy just lifted in the home. And I can't even describe to you what I've witnessed in the changes in my father, in just his demeanor. And like, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Amazing.
And this dog, very amazing. This dog not only is the same breed, it looks the same, but it has the same mannerisms. And when I tell you this dog, Walter, was a strange dog and very human, I'm sure many of you can understand this. This dog does the same things, from the way he sits to the way he goes upside down with his feet in the air to his tricks, everything. And so I asked Eric, and Eric said that they share the same higher self.
And
what Eric told me is that a lot of our pets we have, they come from the same oversoul. And so they'll reincarnate and keep coming back in with us to have, you know, to have like a full lifetime with us. So we could think of it as a reincarnation, but he says it's like a big soul family. And so these different animals will come in and they're all in the same stream. From the same stream of consciousness.
Oh, wow.
But anyway,
that makes
beautiful
me feel better.
Story.
Yeah, because I don't look forward to the day that my Bella goes.
No.
But, it's a bad thing about having animal companions, that we almost always outlive them. So, how did this whole thing, animal companions, start? Why are they a part of our lives? How did that evolve?
Well, Eric said that when, a lot of tribal and he says a lot of ancient culture, that they worshiped animals because animals were always considered close to God. And he said that the animals were also, different animals would teach about the weather. So they would watch for weather patterns. They'd watch animals for, like if there was something that they needed to heed, like moving their group, moving their community, they would see how the animals would behave because they would sense things before they would. Well, over time, Eric says, of relationship. And he says, different cultures, mostly cats. So it was more cats than dogs, but dogs also became part of royalty. So if we're looking at Egypt or we're looking, you know, overseas to England and over in those areas, there was a lot of royalty. So it became very special and important to have a dog. He says almost like an oracle, like having something supernatural in your home, having a cat or a dog. And so over time, he says that they just started to work their way into our hearts. And some, you know, some would keep them more as what he's saying, like bigger animals as work or as part of making a living.
Right.
And then it started to become as part of our home. And he says, well, now sky's the limit because we're starting to understand animals and consciousness, plants and consciousness, and, you know, how they behave and how they act and what they can do for us.
Yeah.
As well as what we can do for them. Because animals, Eric says, they're healers. And they really
They are.
He also says that they are one of our greatest teachers in life and often are our first teachers. Because many children connect to the relationship separate from their parents or their caregivers with an animal.
Yeah,
and that animal gives them their first experiences with compassion, empathy,
and
loyalty.
Understanding of
about
death,
yeah.
too. That's
yeah.
often
that is
death.
Often our first experience with death. It's with a pet
yeah.
or with an animal. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, Christina's little Maltese, Lilu, she's like 2 to 3 pounds, and she's just been
mm-hmm.
sickly lately. I mean, she's today very bloated in her abdomen, just horrible diarrhea. She's had a problem with that before. And so they took her to the emergency room, and now she's in the hospital. So, but then she's got a pleural, fluid in her lungs, fluid in her belly. What is going on with her?
Did they happen to, is she really dehydrated?
I don't know. She's got a lot of fluid, but I don't know about her, I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll check for that.
Yeah, she might have, there's something, Eric, showing me the blood,
mm-hmm.
With her blood.
She's super anemic. Her blood tests awful.
Yeah. Is there something off with her blood? But he says she's very sensitive.
Yeah.
And she's very sensitive, and that she takes on a lot of stress energy.
Oh, yeah.
She's got like a, it comes out physically in her body.
Mm.
And so Eric says that that's part of the soul contract that she has with the family.
Oh,
is
boy.
To take on an excess of emotional energy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So does she have a particular disease, Eric, or a classification like autoimmune disease, bone marrow disease, hematologic disease, anything that you're picking up? And then I'll stop, I promise.
Something about the bone. There is something autoimmune there, but there's something about the bone.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what it is because I don't know what medical,
I told her months ago that she needs probably a bone marrow biopsy, but you know, it's very difficult
mm-hmm.
because you don't traumatize these little guys, you know, especially
mm-hmm.
if she's little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anything
mm-hmm.
else you want to talk about with pets, Eric?
Well, Eric just says that, you know, he says your pet is here to not only help teach you about love, about life and death, but your pet, like you were just saying, with physical issues, we have different contracts with our pets. And he says a lot of times they come in to help us with our traumas, to help us heal. And we may be in turn helping them heal from a lifetime of trauma, depending on you know, what the circumstance we come across them in. Eric says that, you know, the other thing that it really helps vibrationally with us
mm-hmm.
is to help keep us present, that our pets help keep us in the moment, keep us present. He says, because, you know, your dog and cat is not equipped with an ego. You might think so by their behavior once in a while, but he says they don't come here with that me idea. They come with the one, connected to the one, connected to all. And he says so they can really keep you in the present because their main goal is to love, to please, to give affection without expectation.
Is that the biggest lesson we could learn from them, really unconditional love? I remember when we got Bella, we asked her on the e-board, the Eric board, kind of like a Ouija board, and I said, we asked, why are you here? And she said, here to heal. So here to help us through your death, Eric. So.
Yes. That's exactly like, and Eric says that, he says these little animal companions can help us transform in unbelievable ways. He says if we follow their lead, they can really help us transform. So he says, everybody, if you want to do a little healing, just sit, close your eyes and stroke your pet. give a couple little pets. He says that it's a great way to raise your vibration if you're looking mm-hmm. to do that quickly. Yeah.
You know, you're right, though, Eric, about, you know, these pets can often have often had trauma themselves, including other lives. Like, Lucas has two dogs, and one of them is a little miniature Aussie, black and white, so cute. Her name is Scout. Mm-hmm. And, you know, apparently she drowned in a previous life. And I'm thinking it was a Katrina dog, because every time it rains or thunder, whatever, she freaking freaks out, and it's just so sad. I mean, you just have to hold her and bury her under a blanket and stuff like that. So, you know, so yeah, we have to be mindful of what they've been through, and not only in this life, but otherwise too. Yeah. Some of the pets we have are rescue pets and have, you know, have been traumatized by their previous owners or by not even having an owner.
That's right. And Eric just says, like, for Scout, a big lesson in this lifetime for Scout is gratitude.
Oh.
Is expressing and feeling gratitude for the life that is right now.
That's so fascinating that they really come in to learn things. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also definitely afraid of string instruments. Anytime any string instrument is played, except for the piano, which is actually she freaks out. I don't know what that is.
I remember Paula showing us that.
Oh yeah,
with the banjo.
Yes, that's funny. It wasn't funny to her though. Yeah.
No,
my husband has this hardanger fiddler, which is a fiddle from Norwegian folk, and even if he starts to touch that and it's hanging on the wall, it's real pretty. Wow, she is out of there. All right, you ready
to
take questions, Eric, or do you want to take callers now?
Yes, Eric says, let's go, Mama, I'm ready.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to indulge you. And I've got a dear friend that has been with Channeling Eric since the very beginning, Nancy Antia.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle, you probably know her, too. She lost her only son, her only child, Santi. And Eric and Santi are very close. Now, she has breast cancer. And she is now being treated with low-dose naltrexone and alpha-lipoic acid. She wants to know if these two drugs will either cure or just slow down the disease.
Okay. Well, Eric says remission.
Okay.
He says remission.
Did she have surgery? She's kind of against surgery, but, you know, it's... I don't know.
Eric's actually saying that, yes, he says that surgery would be successful for her.
Okay.
He's saying it like he's balancing it. Like, you can do one or the other. You don't have to have surgery, but he says she will have positive results if she has surgery.
Okay.
This might take a little bit of time.
Right.
But he's also saying to her that she's holding in her heart forgiveness and forgiveness for herself and forgiveness for pain, the pain that has been brought on to her. There's a lot of heart pain in there.
From her son's death?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. She also wants to know how long, if it does help, how long will it be before she sees positive results? Weeks, months, days?
Months.
Okay. Well, that's good.
She may see some improvement like within a month and a half, but greater improvement in months.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and this is for everyone, low-dose naltrexone added with IV alpha-lipoic acid has been known to cure many, even advanced-stage cancers, even pancreatic cancer. But what's another interesting thing is that it also mitigates the side effects from conventional chemotherapy. So, you know, and they're very safe, extremely safe. That's why low-dose naltrexone is known as the why not drug? So All right. Well, thank you for that, Eric. And
Eric says she's going to be okay. Her boy and Eric are right with her, and he wants her to know that.
That's awesome. All right. Okay. Well, we will go forward with the next caller. 770 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Who are we talking to?
Hi. My name is Shayla.
Hi.
My name is Shayla P. I'm from Bowdoin, Georgia.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and ask Eric. Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing, guys. I used to be really embarrassed about it, but I figured why gonna come out.
Oh, you're my friend. You're my friend.
Okay, great.
That's right.
I talk to myself a lot. I've always done it since I was a child. I've noticed now that I've now noticed that a lot of times when I do talk to myself, I receive a lot of clarity. I end up getting information that I never want to go search for. I can be thinking about something, not knowing the answer, and then I feel like I get a download of an answer. And then I just end up talking to myself out loud, as if I can have a conversation with anybody in the room. I can have a conversation with my mom, and she's not even here, and I literally can have I just want to know why do I do this, and how can I control it?
Harness it.
I know I have ADD. Like, I have ADD, and I know that's probably part of it.
Okay, well, ADD is just a cognitive style. It's not a disorder, really. It's just you're a hunter cognitive style, not a gatherer. So, Eric, what can you tell her? What did she do about some, awesome, something to be proud of, ability?
Is it something Eric shared with me that he's saying right now to you is that having ADD and that it's a benefit when it comes to communication. And many people that communicate with the divine and have a mediumship ability and all that also have that as well. So it's a blessing. It's got a lot of benefit to it. Eric says that you've always been this way. He says you're just noticing it more now. You're more tuned into it. It's a little louder. But he says, if you go back to your childhood, he goes, you've always talked to yourself, but you weren't really to yourself. He says you've been talking to your higher self, and you feel it through your body, so it comes in as a knowing. So it's not like necessarily a voice that you're hearing per se, but he says it's a knowing. Now, he says you are going to get it clearer. So what you're hearing right now and how you're getting the information is going to get stronger. And he says it's meant to. It's part of your time.
Cool.
He says perseverance of working with it. So he says keep doing what you're doing, which is interacting. You know what it is. He says accept what it is. So, part of the feeling like it's kind of crazy, he goes, no, it's not. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's natural. And he says, so accept it as a natural part of you. And he says, then it's there to do all kinds of wonderful things for you, with you, and for others. So he says, keep working with it. Keep talking. Keep asking questions.
And ask Eric to help.
Be surprised.
Eric loves helping people develop their gifts. So, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right here. He's a great teacher.
Okay, so do I have any? What exactly are my gifts? Do I have any more gifts
We got a lot of people on the call. I'm going to tell everybody on the studio board that just one question per person, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Yeah,
of course. Thank you.
It's hard to resist, though, isn't it? I mean, gosh,
because the information just starts flowing.
Yeah, it prompts a bunch of different questions. All right, we got somebody from the 310 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Good.
Hi.
Who are you talking to?
Hi. Oh, my name's Nicola. I'm calling in from Marina Del Rey, California. I just love your show so much. I discovered
it
a month ago on YouTube. It's helped me so much.
Yeah.
So thank you for all the work that you all are doing.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. So how
thank
can we
you.
Help you?
So it's really interesting. I was going to call in earlier today, and I was thinking, well, do I ask about my mom or do I ask about my dog, Honey? And then I saw earlier that you were talking about pets, and I said, okay, well, then it's going to be about my dog, Honey, who passed away in September. And I'm just wondering what she's up to on the other side, if she's doing
okay.
Maybe
you want a message from her?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Honey.
Yeah, okay. Honey's female. Honey's female. I got one coming in on the female side here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Honey.
Yeah, she's doing good. Have you seen her? Did you see her after she passed?
I didn't see her. I felt her. I felt her when I was sleeping.
Okay.
That happens a lot. Yeah. Happened to me too. Yeah. Yes.
It does. And she is a regular visitor. Like she is in and out of your presence on a regular basis. She's really enjoying her freedom, but she's also coming back into life. Like she's coming back into the physical. She isn't saying quite when that's going to happen, but it's not too long from now. She says that part of what she's helped you with has been, there's been physical healing. She also says, like, with surrender, with some things that have happened, emotional healing, things that were out of your control, she says. She helped take on some of that energy. And she had some health issues at the end of her life.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's saying, like, job well done. Like, she did what she wanted to do here with you.
Good. Oh, that's good. That's so much, gives me so much relief because I have these, you know, pictures, you know, that'll flash in my mind sometimes. And I know that energy is neither created nor destroyed. So,
exactly.
You know, where would she go? But, you know, it's
she just
still,
doesn't have that vehicle of a body. She's the same as she has always
and that's
been.
Exactly. She's bouncy. I'll just tell you, she's a bouncy energy. The way that she's moving here is like she's continuously moving as she's here.
Wonderful.
And she's wanting to let you know that the images that you get, like when you get those images, she's giving those to you. She's letting you know that you're there and you are clairvoyant. So pay attention to those images that are coming in because she is letting you know. She's giving you all kinds of little glimpses of what she's doing. But you can call her and talk to her because she can hear you.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank
Eric,
you all so much.
Eric, feed her a little doggy treat. Feed her a little doggy treat and play with her.
Yes, thank
he's
you,
already,
Eric.
He's already
I talk to him,
with
too,
her.
All the time.
He's already playing with her. He's bouncing and moving
so
along
cute.
With her.
thank you.
He always loved animals so much. All right, good.
Yeah.
You take care of all of our animal companions over there, sweetheart. Whew, all right,
got
now let's see. Yeah. Got somebody from the 412 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi. Hi, this is Lori from Presto. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, hey, I heard Jacob gave you some interesting signs on Mother's Day. You want to talk about that?
He did. I wanted to ask about that. This is my second Mother's Day without my son. His death anniversary, May 6th. Mm-hmm. And I woke up early, and we have a tree that our neighbors got us, Jacob's tree, in our backyard. And when I looked out the window, there was a huge deer standing by the tree. And then I took a picture, and there was a white orb in the picture. So I was wondering, was that him? And could you tell him that I love him and miss him so much?
Oh, can I just tell you, like, the chills over my body. Yes, this is him. He says, this is Mom, I love you. That was letting you know the deer and the mother, because he's showing me like Bambi, Bambi, the deer and the mother. And he's just saying like, that's, I'm your little deer. I am your little deer.
Yeah.
And he's quite excited that you saw that. He's quite excited that moment happened because he's like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
he's
more and
so
more
much.
He's around, and we love him, and we miss him, and I appreciate you every time I call, both of you, so much.
Oh, we appreciate you, too. Can I tell you one other thing that he just said? He wants you to, like when you said Jacob's tree, write that down, because that's going to be like a book or something. It's going to be
wonderful.
The title of something.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so
wonderful.
And
that tree's going to get, that tree's going to give you some more signs.
Oh,
great.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Lori.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. We've got somebody from the 910 area code. Hey there. How you doing?
Hi. It's Belinda from North Carolina.
Belinda, where have you been? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I had laryngitis, so I couldn't talk.
Oh, okay. What you got for us, girl?
We had a puppy come in our lives, and we lost our in 21, December of 21. We want to know if she brought that puppy in or if she come back in. Because the puppy come out of the blue.
What was the dog that died? What was his or her name?
Ginger. And
Ginger.
The puppy is Bella.
So you're wondering if Ginger has come back as Bella or if Ginger brought Bella to you. Which one is there, if any?
So they are part of the same soul family. Ginger brought Bella to you.
Hmm.
Oh.
So do they share?
Yeah, goose.
Do they share energies together, Eric?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, we think she's picking up some of Ginger's habits, good or bad.
Yeah.
And
that's right. That's just like
Ginger's
what I was saying
teaching
about
her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. You got
That's
it.
Awesome. Well, enjoy your puppy. Enjoy Bella.
Thank you.
You betcha. Belinda, I miss her.
I know.
Yeah, so let's see. You got one.
I love all those familiar voices.
Oh, I know. 501 area code. Hi there.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Hi.
It's Donna from Conway, Arkansas.
Another one I recognize. Donna.
Yes. The
what you got for us?
Ladies. Hello. I love y'all.
I love my southern ladies, my southern belles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It seems like me and her come in right after one another.
Oh, I know.
I know. It's awesome.
But anyhow, are there any messages from my higher self or my guardian angels or any of my guys around me?
All right. Well, let's see here. Well, actually, Eric has given you this message, and what he's saying is he's talking about this year is about more freedom for you.
Yes.
And so he's also saying about your intuition starting to pick up. And are you practicing something with your intuition right now?
Yeah.
Are you working on it? Because he's talking about it increasing. He says keep working on it. Like keep working with your intuition.
Good.
But he's saying that, there's a lot of things that you're going to let go of this year. But he says keep in mind that the ultimate goal is to experience more freedom.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Donna.
That was my intention.
Good.
Yep, that was my intention.
That's awesome. All right, so thank you for calling, Donna. Love my Southern Belles. All right, 757 Erica. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle. This is Andre from Virginia Beach.
Hello.
No southern
accent, eh?
Yes, I have another. I have a question to Eric about my cat Nikki. He was lost when I was 14, and we did everything possible to find him, like posts, like Facebook, like boards, you know, missing cat and everything. But he's still missing. Is there any, like, if he's still alive, like, what's going on?
Oh.
Like, somebody, Nikki? Somebody,
okay.
Yeah, his name is Nikki.
Your cat,
somebody
Nikki.
Took him, maybe.
How
he's
long has Nikki
cat.
Been missing, Andre?
From April 14.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Eric says. Okay. Yeah, your cat's still alive.
Oof.
Hey, so he is with somebody.
Of course, he's
in somebody's care, and there's a child, because I see a child's arm with the cat, and a cat's kind of comfortable. But I don't think these people are all that far from you. Like, they don't seem real far from your home.
Okay.
Maybe a little more than walking distance, but I was trying to see if, okay. Eric says that Nikki's going to get out. He says to continue to, he's going to get out of the house that he's in because they're kind of keeping him inside right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not, I don't feel that they're not purposely, they're not looking really hard to see if anybody's missing him, but they haven't come across anything of yours. But make sure that you are maybe going out a little further if you're putting up signs, just in a couple local stores, just a little further out.
Oh, good idea. And the local vet?
Yes.
All right. Well, let us know if he comes back.
Yeah.
Do you see him coming back or like?
Yeah, I do feel he'll come back, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks,
good.
Andre.
I'm so glad. That was better news than I thought it was going to be. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. You got somebody from the 519 area code. Just
hi there, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, what's up?
I was just interested in your animal conversations, and I do have a dog, and I was wondering, it does have a bit of a bladder infection that I suspect isn't going away anytime soon. Is there like a, is the dog okay? Is it in pain? Or I don't feel that way, but I don't know.
Yeah. Does he have a bladder stone or anything like that? Does the vet say?
The vet charged me $750 to tell me it was a bladder infection. Then I gave the, because this is the second course of pills, gave her all the pills, and she's still peeing all over the house.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I wonder if she...
But she is old.
I wonder if they're going to have stones that can make them have this sense of urgency and frequency so they pee all the time. And some dogs can actually get urethral stricture so that it's so tight that the bladder doesn't totally empty. So then what remains is like a culture media. Well, I should be a vet. I'm kidding.
So Eric does say there's some crystallization or something in there.
Whoa.
There's something else in there. Like, I don't know if it's a stone or, but Eric's showing me like little, they look like little crystals, and it looks like they're moving a little bit. I can see them. So there is something there, but Eric's showing me energetically, is there some pain? No, not necessarily. There's more, grief. Like when she has an accident.
Oh, she feels sad. Oh,
yeah, just a little bit of sad, like a little bit of, I don't want to say embarrassment because it's not quite like that for her, but it's more like it's not in my normal routine. I don't like this. It makes me feel bad.
Oh.
Kind of effect. But is there any kind of worry going on with you or anything in the house? Because she's connected to something energetically that is grief and worry.
Grief and worry. I don't think so. I myself, and I've sort of learned this through the animal communication classes, I myself have a little bladder problem, so I'm wondering if she's just mimicking.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay, that makes sense, because there's a bit of a cycle, okay? There's a bit of a cycle that's going on there, and this is more to do with you, because when we were just talking earlier about releasing emotional and physical, remember a lot of this stuff, like there could be some subconscious energy in there with your bladder as well, because the bladder is connected to some forgiveness.
Yes,
and
forgiveness
of others, forgiveness of self in there, so... that's what she's picking up on spiritually with you and why, and that's very normal for animals to do that with us, to be able to pull that energy emotionally out of us and release it. But, I'm just asking Eric if that'll clear up, but he does say there's going to be improvement.
Did they do an ultrasound or of the bladder or anything? Did they catheterize her? Well, they do for $700.
No kidding, right?
Yeah, because the way that Eric says it is like, it's like you do it yourself, not the vet. Like, this will happen with you, not the vet.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could also put her on a special, like, dog food that reduces the crystallization in the urine. Yeah. Anyway, look into that. All right. Well,
Yeah, poor baby.
Okay, thanks. I'm enjoying
thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Got somebody from the 262 area code. Hi there, how you doing? Oopsie, let me do that again. Doesn't have to put, oh, wait, no. What happened to it? That one disappeared. Okay, now 651 area code. Hey there, how you doing?
Hi, this is Addie Larson from Minnesota.
Hey, Larson.
Hi,
nice name. Hade bra. Hade så länge. You like a lutefisk? Now I sound like an Italian. All right, I'll stop. What can we do for you?
I'm just wondering if I could get a special message from Eric this evening here in Minnesota.
Well, are you on a couch by any chance?
I'm in what I would consider my couch in my apartment. It's a bed, but I use it as a couch.
Okay, he just gave me the image of sliding up beside you and saying, would you like a message? He's being kind of flirty with you.
He's flirting.
He is.
Yep.
He's just saying that, like, he's talking about friendships or about other people and, you know, to really watch your boundaries with other people.
Mm.
He says it's going to, do you have somebody in particular that's like creating an issue for you? That's why he'd be saying that.
Yeah, I do have someone in mind. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He says that there's going to be some changes by putting boundaries in place, but he says that, like you have to do something to protect yourself. So he's talking about having like taking advantage of you.
Gaslighting, maybe things like that. You never know.
Well, he's saying that it's somebody else is taking your energy from you, and he says when other people do that, he goes they don't always do it consciously. But to feel safe in your energy or with you to draw away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, just really look at what you're committing to, what you're doing. Make sure that what you're doing is what you really want.
Okay.
And say no when you need to. The other thing, too, is that he's, like, tapping you, seeing, like, your spiritual abilities. You've got a lot of spiritual abilities because he's poking on you, saying, how would you like to talk? Would you like to chat with me? He'd like to help you open up your ability more because you're a communicator.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that so much.
Keep talking to Eric. don't be too flirty, yep. Okay?
He'll try.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Be as flirty as you want. What am I talking about? All right. Now, I think this is the one that I messed up on. 209 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Sorry about that. My finger slipped.
You know, that's so funny because I was listening and I accidentally hung up. And I was like, oh, I missed my place. And I called right back and I was the next caller. I wanted to get a message from Eric or my higher self or guys. I'm just really in a funk lately. I just am more comfortable alone.
What's your first name?
Stacy,
where are you calling from? What town or city?
Sonora, California.
Okay. Eric, help her.
Well, the very first thing that Eric said, he wants to let you know that you're protected, that you are watched over and you're protected. And he says that we know, and he's saying we because you have many in spirit with you. And we know how you're feeling right now, and you are not alone. What he suggests is, he says, take some time to be in nature. He goes, take a breath and go outside and get in nature. He says you're going to get more communication. Sometimes being alone is to help you be able to really figure out who you are and to be able to help release the things from you that are not you. But he says you're ready for a new beginning.
Ooh.
So everything that's brought you to this point right now, is this time right now, is like a balancing. It's like a time to take a deep breath and just release it, he said, because this new beginning is here and things are changing. So really take care of yourself, and he says, and we're right with you. And you'll notice you step out in nature and take walks. You ask Eric to walk with you. And they will show you. Eric will show you. He's right there with you. Because he says, I mean it. I mean it. You're protected and we're with you and it's going to be okay. And he says, you're going to look back and see how important this time was.
Do you feel lonely, you said, or you'd like to be alone?
I'm withdrawing from everybody. And I enjoy my alone time. My meditations are getting stronger and...
Yeah.
You know, they're,
it's purposeful right now, Eric says. It's purposeful and it's okay. Eric says, you know, it's not everyone understands. Not everybody understands that process
and
what you're going through. No. And he says, so it's okay. And he says, don't take on what other people are feeling or seeing. He goes, just know what's right with you.
Right.
And what feels good. And he says, and keep doing that because this is very important for that next chapter that you're entering into.
Right, let's keep in touch. Now, if you start getting seriously depressed, I really need you to talk to some sort of healthcare provider, you know, and get checked.
It's not normal for me to withdraw from people.
Right.
And I just love my alone time right now. And
That's supposed to happen. So that's good.
I'm trying to figure out my my triggers and why I respond the way I do, and I'm just trying to figure out me.
That's why you need that. That's why this alone time is necessary, because he says you will emerge. So he goes, you will emerge.
Like a butterfly from a cocoon.
You really will, and he says, and then you'll get to put into practice all of the things that you figured out. You'll get to practice it. You'll love it. He goes, you're on an adventure. He goes, this is going to be a lot of fun. So it's okay. It's okay where you are right now.
All right, Stacey, keep in touch with us and let us know how your journey is.
For sure. I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too, baby. Take care.
We're here for you. Okay. Is she a starseed, Eric? 317 area code.
Sure.
Starseeds sometimes feel like some isolation feels sort of blown. All right, sorry about that. 317 area code, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
Hello.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi. And first of all, thank you. I love you guys forever. Mm-hmm. And at first I was going to ask about my health, but because the subject is pets and animals, I thought that was appropriate. I have had in my lifetime many, many animals and love them forever, and especially dogs. Mm-hmm. And had a big change in my life a couple years ago, and now I'm no longer on the farm in the country, and I have two dogs with me, which is like nothing compared to what I've had in the past. So I'm curious because what, honey?
I bet on a farm you could just have all sorts of dogs. You can have a whole zoo. Oh, awesome.
I had everything and many, many dogs. So anyway, I have two with me, one who's staring at me right now. And they have had tons of change going from farm dogs to apartment living. Yes, there are two of them. Zoe's the old one, and Gabby is the young one. Both came to me as rescues. Actually, Gabby was dumped in the country at our driveway. So I just wonder if Eric has any insight into how Zoe and Gabby and I can better adjust to our new life. I have a lot of guilt and a lot of pain around our new life.
The move,
Okay, so Eric says that your spiritual contract with them is all about love, compassion, and communication. He said that they came here to ride out these changes with you and to help you and them have a new way of living. He says one of the biggest things for them and for you, again, go out in nature. Go out in nature. Yeah. He says if you can walk any times of being outside, because it'll really help that kind of crossover from what they're used to and from where things are now. They'll help fulfill that need. The other thing, too, he says do everything in moderation. Like take your time. Take your time with them. He says same with like changing routines and all of that. He says they will adapt to a new way, and you will as well. But he says keep in mind that compassion as being one of the biggest soul lessons between the two of you, well, the animals and you, the three of you rather, that compassion is also for you and for you to have for you, because they're helping you feel compassion for yourself through them.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
It's an unconditional love between your dogs and you that's going to be the saving grace. It's going to carry you through.
It absolutely is. They are a spiritual partnership with you, and this is not your first time in the rodeo with them.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Wow. We've had quite a few lifetimes with them as partners.
Cool.
Thank you for calling. I always wanted to live on a farm.
With all the animals that I've had, just to end up with these two, it's just like, wow, why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful connection.
They're here to ride this out with you. Yep.
All right. All right, let's see. Got one from the 347 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Eric works in mysterious ways, I tell you. I was like, I don't think I should call in. I don't think I'm going to get picked. It's way too late. And I just felt this need, like this feeling, like just do it. And lo and behold,
there we go.
I'm the last one. Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Hi, my favorite girls. Well, it's so great listening to you. So I guess to keep it relevant, my question is, I recently adopted, well, not recently, but a year or so ago, I adopted a litter of kittens, and it was during a very volatile point in my life. So the fact that I'm listening to you saying that it's for a reason, totally get that. And oh, I'm just wondering, like, what can I do to help give them an amazing and rich life? I mean, I've talked to Eric about this several times, but I always check in with him. And I'm just wondering the bigger picture, what can I do for them? Because there is so much that they do for me.
What a sweet thing to say.
That is very sweet. That is very cool. Eric's like, you know, it's actually quite simple. And he says it's purity and friendship. Honesty and friendship. He says that is all they want. And that is truly, he says, aside from some treats and some other things that they like, but he says they really adore your friendship and your honesty, your care for them. Because there's something very interesting, and one in particular is like, I want to say she is. One is she? Are they both she?
Yeah, there's only one girl. Yes.
Oh, there's one girl. Okay. I don't know why I keep picking up on two. You might be getting another one. But the friendship, it's like she looks right into your soul. Like she can see right into your soul because there is a healing. And we were talking earlier, Eric was telling us about how sometimes the animals will have trauma in a past life and they come here to heal that. Well, that is exactly what's happening for her.
Ooh.
She's got some trauma from her past life, and she's here to have friendship, have that purity of friendship with you. So that truly is the very best thing you can give her is yourself, your honest self, and friendship.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the one you're talking about, she's very finicky when it comes to, like, when you try to take care of her or try to, you know, get insensitive areas with her. And so over time, I try to talk her through it and make sure she knows, hey, I'm just doing this to care for you, to keep you clean. And over time, it's like, okay, she still may not like it, but she lets me. And that trust that you're talking about, I totally like. And I will tell her, like, look, I know you must be getting this from a past life. But just know, it's not me. I'm not doing it.
That's right. That's right.
That's so cool.
You're an animal communicator, too, just to let you know. You could have a spiritual career channeling animals. So just to keep that in mind.
I feel that.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I talk with Eric quite frequently, as all the other callers do, too. And he has been phenomenal with helping me. In fact, there are many times where I'll ask him, what do I do? And I'll automatically get a voice saying, oh, so I'm a cat whisperer now? And I'm like, yeah, you are.
He's pretty funny. That's awesome.
Thank you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sneak in another 317 area code. If it's super, super quick, because we only have less than 90 seconds. Hi there. 317 area code. Uh-oh. Are you there? Oh, the person dropped. All right. Well, all right, guys. I guess we will close it off. Don't forget to check out Michelle Gray at
healing-art.com.
Okay, oh, my God. It's going to be in the description box.
You've done so well for a very long time.
I know. I was super disaster. All right, love you all. You guys check out the Channeling Eric YouTube that this is going to be on and the Atlanta Scalar YouTube channel and the blog and all that kind of stuff. Be sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell. Y'all have a wonderful week. Bye. Thank you. I love you, Eric. Love you, Michelle.
Love you. Love you, Mom. Love you, Lisa. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.